there. This is Skip Mancini. Winter weather's here, so come inside. I've got hot chocolate on the stove and some things to tell you about growing on the high plains. I recently had a chance to see an exhibition of bonsai gardening when I attended a celebration of Japanese culture at the New York Botanical Garden, and it really piqued my interest in this ancient living art form. Bonsai demands more than horticultural knowledge. It requires a sense of focus, balance, and an eye for composition. When creating a bonsai plant, the gardener becomes an artist. Instead of a sculptor's clay or a painter's canvas, the gardener uses a living plant to form his work of art. But the masterpiece is never really completed because the living media is constantly growing and changing. So the artist gardener continues the creative process for as long as he or the plant lives. And since many bonsai can live 100 years, they often become part of a family, passed on to future generations when the original artist is no longer present. While walking through the exhibit, I listened to several bonsai masters who were there to explain the concepts of this unusual form of gardening. Here are a few bonsai basics I picked up along my walkthrough. Bonsai began over 1,000 years ago in China and consisted of trees uprooted in the wild and grown singly in pots. Often the gnarled trunk or twisted limbs of the tree would suggest the shape of serpents or dragons. Around the 12th century, Buddhist monks brought examples of bonsai to Japan, where it was looked upon as a fusion of ancient beliefs and Eastern philosophies dealing with man, the soul, and nature. In time, bonsai was valued by the aristocracy, as it represented wealth and nobility. The word bonsai can be literally translated as tray planting, and the tray or container is a critical part of any successful bonsai. Artistically, the plant and pot should form a single harmonious unit. From a practical viewpoint, the container should be footed so the pot drains properly. Also, bonsai pots must never be glazed on the interior surface, as it's critical that the roots adhere to the unglazed surface and give the plant stability. Traditional bonsai plants were native pines, maples, and azaleas, but today there are many other popular choices for bonsai gardens. Many people think the tiny trees and shrubs are special dwarf hybrids, but most bonsai are normal plants that have been wired, trimmed, and trained to their shape and size. If left unattended, they will quickly revert back to larger sizes, so bonsai is definitely not a low-maintenance form of gardening. In addition to pruning the plant above the soil line, the roots are often trimmed back and the plant is repotted and carefully fertilized for continued growth. Most bonsai plants have either an upright, curved, or windswept trunk style, and it's never centered. It's always placed to one side or another and trained to a shape that creates an asymmetrical balance. Several years ago, a movie called The Karate Kid helped popularize bonsai gardening with a scene between a young boy and a wise old Japanese character who used bonsai to teach martial arts skills. He urged the boy to sense when and where to prune and shape by forming a oneness between him and the plant. I imagine bonsai gardening also teaches patience, introduces the glories of solitude, and opens the mind to thoughts about size and scale, and the importance of a single leaf or action.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and produced by Skip Mancini.